from your home for Snack Time on Main Street, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Nice to see you, guy.
You as well.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
How you doing?
Really well.
Good.
Yeah. How was your week?
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Get all your yard work done?
No.
Close?
No.
It's all right. Fall's coming. It'll wipe it all away.
Right. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
That or I just keep on waiting and just trees drop up on their own.
That's true, too. You don't have to. Nature will take its course, man. That's a fact.
Yeah, no, I don't want that to happen.
All right. Good. Good talk about the weather. Good talk about the yard.
Yard work.
Traffic's a little heavy out here on Main Street today, guy. It was a bit of a chore.
Don't start anybody on traffic.
The construction on the DRT road is a little bit meh, but what are you going to do? It's progress.
They're fixing.
This is what progress looks like.
They're fixing stuff.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
We're doing this on a Wednesday as per our time. That's how she goes.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, and we've hit this spot where we've started nearly every show about since the end of football season last year, saying, you know, it's kind of a light one because there's not a lot of sports going on. It's not football season yet.
I mean, we've got, well, basketball.
Basketball
but there's
is
not really any news there.
There's a true lull in the NBA. If there's any college,
that season
is done for. And is
we already talked about LeBron going to the 76ers, right?
That LeBron to the 76ers.
That happened. When did that happen? 2 weeks ago?
That happened almost a month ago now.
Not a month ago.
It's time flies when you're having fun, guy.
Yes,
also,
maybe,
when
maybe
you just forget ago. Stuff. Yeah. No, it's been a while. LeBron James to the 76ers.
Oh,
makes a really interesting team.
The only news.
Ooh.
It's been L.A. Lakers.
Oh, that's right. We didn't talk about that last week.
Well, we didn't talk about it last week, but it's also kind of taken another turn yesterday.
So the Los Angeles Lakers are the most valuable franchise in the NBA.
It's one of them.
Maybe up there with the Knicks in value only because Madison Square Garden is a huge draw for the Knicks. But the Lakers have had the marquee players in the league, it's felt like, since your youth. Forever. They've always had they've been a premier franchise. They were bought and sold. The Buss family, Jerry Buss was the owner for many during the Showtime 80s of the Lakers, sold that team on down to his kids.
Yep. Had six of them.
Six kids, the Busses. They were, I'd assume, the board of directors for this. Jeannie Buss is the...
still is.
So they sold this company. They sold the Lakers and all of their...
78% of it.
78% of the Lakers for roughly... Was it $17 billion?
No. It was
seven?
$10 billion left.
$10 billion.
14 months ago.
Wow. So they sold it to Bob Iger, who is a Hollywood...
Entertainment guy. No, back up.
Oh, please do.
They sold it 14 months ago... to the guy that owns the Dodgers.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I did forget about that.
He is under some heat with federal investigations because his main line of revenue is how he's gotten his money is insurance. And there is some stuff going on.
Okay. That's some good backstory.
So that was 14 months ago. So what happened now, last week, all of a sudden, he sells it to Bob Iger and Kushner.
Son-in-law of the president's brother is the one of the owners now. He's one of the investors in the it's a large money group that has come cryptocurrency and foreign investments.
Joshua okay. Kushner.
There we go. Sounds nice. That
so,
guy.
So the problem was.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, 14 months. You selling one of the premier one of the.
Normally,
the way,
it takes
list,
a long time to sell an NFL and a sports franchise.
Right.
Normally.
So, everything was done, and then all of a sudden yesterday, Jeannie Buss goes, they want to sell. She didn't want to sell everything.
She wants to keep a little bit.
Yeah. You know? So, she has agreed. So, and backstory, too,
mm-hmm.
She's fired two of their siblings.
That's got to be a fun Christmas.
So they all have a certain percentage in the stake of the, I think it's 13%.
Yeah, okay.
Or whatever it is.
And 13% of many billions of dollars is something worth defending.
Yeah, 17.8% stake. So, but the new majority owners, Josh and Bob Iger, they're looking at an expansion franchise that's coming to Las Vegas.
Yes.
But they're like, well, this is going to take a lot of work. And So they got the Lakers. They bought the Lakers. And now they wanted to buy all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeannie Buss is saying, no, 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 no. The rest of the kids are like, yeah, I'll take my $300 million run.
Right, yeah.
Because the biggest thing was that 14 months ago, I can't remember the guy that bought it 14 months ago.
Sure, no.
He bought it for $10 billion.
And he was selling it for 12.
At 12.8 last 12.
week. 12.8. So in a 14-month time.
It's like flipping
for anybody
a
who's,
house.
I was just going to say, for anybody who's ever done any real estate work, flipping a house normally does not return you a 30% investment in 1 year.
Right.
That's an incredible opportunity as an investor to make that kind of money. So it's understandable that he would want to sell it. It's also understandable in the world of rich and famous. There is nothing more powerful than owning a sports franchise.
Right.
And owning the Los Angeles Lakers, especially to some Hollywood types who are trying to connect, it's what you do. There's a list.
But there's, back in 2017, I've been kind of following it because it's just great drama because
sure,
it's
yeah.
LA, you know. 2017, they ruled, the governing whatever, is that the governor or the overseer, in this case it's Jeannie Buss, nothing could happen to that portion, their percentage 17.8, unless every one of them agree.
Correct.
Jeannie is the only one out of the whole family that holds that 17% that said no. So that holds up everything.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lawsuit probably. It's going to probably take months.
Well, Jeannie Buss, I don't know a ton about. I know that when she fired her brother a bunch of years ago, when she took the team over from her father, it was because her brother wasn't running the franchise right.
Right.
He didn't have the best of infrastructure, coaches, analytics, training facilities like you need to do. And she really took it upon herself as the...
Because she fired one of their kids was the general manager.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, she literally cleaned house on this operation. So I think she takes a little more pride in...
Mark Walter, by the way, is the man that...
In what's been going on with that franchise. So yeah, she's holding out for... You know,
I mean, maybe she would... Because the other kids, I'm assuming, don't have... I mean, maybe aren't emotionally attached as much.
Sure.
I mean, maybe Jeannie's like, this is dad's.
Or maybe she also sees it as, if I stick around, this percentage is going to be worth a lot more. If it was worth, it went up in value 20% in a year. Wonder what right. that percentage will be worth in 5 years when Kushner and Iger decide to sell it. Nope, it's billionaire troubles, man.
There's a list here of the valuation, which has now changed. But
sure.
The most valuable NBA teams right now is Golden State. Well, now it's Lakers at 12.8, but then it's Golden State, New York Knicks, Clippers are even worth.
Well, the Clippers were bought. Well, because they got themselves a new stadium. Their stadium is considered state of the art. They were bought by Steve Ballmer when Donald Sterling was fired by the NBA.
Yep.
Steve Ballmer, who is. Apple something.
He was CEO of Apple.
CEO of Apple.
Or Microsoft.
Something. Very, very, yeah. The second richest man in the world.
But he was really well respected, and they thought by him owning the mm-hmm. Clippers, it would bring, you know, stability and respect. Well, when they went to trade Kawhi Leonard a couple weeks ago.
They cheated the system.
No, they did not, according.
That's it. Man, we didn't even talk about that pre-show. That nonsense.
According, the way it sounded that I heard, they couldn't find the NBA.
Yeah. And I don't think the NBA was looking very hard. Story goes like this. So the Los Angeles Clippers have a player on their team named Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard got a marketing opportunity by a company called Aspiration. Aspiration's original investor was Steve Ballmer, who owns the Clippers. Aspiration, after meeting with Kawhi Leonard, offered him a job being a spokesman for their company doing marketing work. They paid him X number of millions of dollars for a job that he, according to all accounts except for the NBA's official account, never showed up to. So he was paid some amount of millions of dollars to not show up to a job, circumventing the salary cap in the process. all this was happening under the NBA's watch. All of this was happening with the NBA. Should be having some sort of looking over, overseeing of what is happening in their franchises and things like that. So a reporter came out, Pablo Torre, for ESPN. He won a Pulitzer for this article. So this is not a made-up article.
It's been going on for like 11 months, and you know, the NBA side of it. But they
Pablo Torre was able to do research for this article that apparently the NBA was not privy to, because the NBA looked at it and said, nothing to see here. Please let's let this go away.
So it says here in the article a couple days ago from on ESPN, says the NBA has found no evidence showing the LA Clippers owner Steve Ballmer funneled money through the team. Now, what they are saying was, what I heard in other reports, is that they're saying that he did not introduce this promotion company to Kawhi. It was Kawhi, and whatever they did, they did.
They did because the NBA does have rules written as far as the owners of these franchises can't introduce the sponsors to the players, but they can encourage the player to ask questions about the marketing they see in their arena or this new company that they may have read about. They're encouraged to answer the questions that the players might have, but technically they're not allowed to. But the problem is Aspiration was started by the guy who owns the Clippers. So the chances are that Steve Ballmer knew nothing about this seems slim. However,
because the reports I've been hearing about who he is, he controls everything and knows everything about
everything. That's how you become a multi-billionaire.
So in this article, it says the league presented initial findings of its investigation led by blah, 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 to the Clippers. So in recent days, both sides have been negotiating a resolution.
Yes. I'm guessing
that means that there's some stuff, but they're going to wipe it under the table and just be happy with whatever.
Let's all agree.
Kawhi goes to Toronto, where he's going to be happy and probably plays the rest of his career.
Because the other kick to that was Los Angeles Clippers, since they've made this deal and it went sour and all of these findings have taken place, they've tried to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors. Toronto Raptors said, yeah, we'll take him. Great. We want him on our team, even though he's 35 years old, even though he's got injury problems. Right. He won a championship playing for Toronto a few years ago.
And he wanted to go, and Kawhi
and
likes
to play there. He enjoys living there. He enjoys the time he spent there and would like to finish his career off there. Los Angeles would love to let that happen. They offered him, it was a couple first-round picks and three players.
Yep.
But it sounded like at the beginning of this that Kawhi Leonard might be suspended for some games, or the Clippers might lose first-round draft picks that they were looking to trade. So it looked like this trade was on hold. Well, luckily for the entirety of the league and those two franchises and Kawhi and the owner of the Clippers, no harm, no foul. So
yep, it's looking like it's going to all point or still happen. The trade's still happening as of five hours ago.
It does tell me all about why pro sports do feel like they blur the line near pro wrestling quite often, because that feels...
Kawhi's one of the faces. I mean, not the face, but he's one of the guys that everybody goes and wants to see.
He's on the short list of best players in the NBA.
And
absolutely
the problem
is,
and the biggest thing between like the NFL and the NBA, the NBA has no power. It's all the players.
No. Yes, 100%.
As per the NFL, Roger Goodell has all the power, and you better not piss them off.
Guaranteed contracts are something in pro sports that certain sports take for granted, and certain sports like the NFL functions so well and gives your team hope every year because they don't have a salary, because they have a real tight salary cap, because there's the guaranteed money in the NFL isn't as high as it is in the NBA.
Correct.
Your contract in the NBA
is a lot more players too.
If your contract in the NBA is $5 million and it's for 4 years, you're going to make $20 million. In the NFL, if your contract is 5 years and 4 years and $5 million, you might not make $20 million. You might make half of that. It might only be guaranteed the first 2 years.
Right.
Guaranteed contracts in the NBA.
Or bonuses.
And baseball is the same.
Right. Or player, you know, there's performance bonuses and stuff like that.
In the NFL, it's a year by year by year. You can build and rebuild and tear a team down every single year in the NFL. It normally doesn't work, but it can be done. In the NBA, it takes very careful math every year.
Salary dumps.
Because, yes, yeah. You're looking at guys who get traded for simply Julius Randle earlier this year.
Yep.
A real productive player for the Timberwolves. Really should be on that roster to make the Western Conference Finals. But money told them, well, we got to trade this guy for a couple of second-round picks. We got to do it now.
Yep.
It does create some odd pockets like that where the players really do have the power in the NBA.
Right.
They can say, trade me or else.
They or can't, else. Yeah, right. And there's works. More results when they say or else. But in the NFL...
Has that ever worked?
No, probably not.
I'm trying to think of in my lifetime if I've ever... pictured a player in the NFL during the season.
During the NFL season? For NFL-wise?
Saying, no. I want to be traded. Or barking in the offseason, I would like to be traded. I don't know if I can think of...
I mean, look, I can think of all, of it, all the times it's gone bad.
The Aaron Rodgers saga was pretty close to that, where he wanted to go...
That's a little different, though, because he's at a different level.
Brett Favre wanted to go to Minnesota to follow his offensive coordinator, but he had to go to the Jets. They traded him to the Jets, and then the next year he went to Minnesota, which worked out humorously. Remember Le'Veon Bell? Oh, of course, yeah. He sat out for a year.
He's number one went back.
He came back the next year, signed with the Jets, and was out of football in 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Vita Vea right now out of the Buccaneers.
Sure.
He's asked for that, and nothing's happened. They're going to go, well, you either play or you don't.
Correct.
The great classic one right now that's going on is Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, yes. In the NBA, if Brandon Ayuk was an NBA player, Brandon Ayuk would have been traded... Word one. The first time he was a disgruntled player for the 49ers.
Yep.
Instead, the 49ers signed him to a large contract.
He got
voided.
Injured.
He got injured. They voided his contract because he didn't show up to rehab.
Yep.
And now he is essentially unpaid. He's not allowed to play on anybody.
It sounded like I thought I heard that the 49ers are actually taking legal action to recoup costs.
Correct.
So
yeah, and it's
but
and
he's not, and nobody wants to touch him because he's kind of a toxic guy at this point.
And if you're the, because he only said he wanted to go to the Commanders. Well, the Commanders probably look at a guy like that and say, why?
No.
Why do I want to play with you? You might have played with our quarterback in college, but over the last 5 years, you've turned out to not be somebody that. If he was worth having around, the 49ers would have patiently sat through his rehab, would have listened to his disgruntled
nature. But he didn't
do
rehab.
But he did not do it. Certain guys have done the work. But yeah, if he was an NBA player, they would have traded him to his favorite franchise, and we would have gone on about our business. But not so much.
Yeah. So the NBA, a lot of stuff going on as far as ownership and all that goes. And
sure,
I feel bad for what's his name, Luka?
Luka Doncic,
at
who
the
was
Lakers,
who wanted. Nothing. He didn't ever want to be traded from Dallas in the first place many years ago.
But he did. 2 years ago.
And then he got traded to the Lakers to play alongside LeBron James.
New
to eventually.
Last, so no new owners. New owner last year. Changes.
And Luka Doncic is still one of the best players in the NBA. He's the face now of a. He's the face.
I thought it was Austin Reeves.
That's not. That's not. That doesn't work.
He got paid like he was.
Austin Reeves will not be the face of the NBA. That is not the face the NBA is looking for.
Face of the Lakers.
Nah. So, nah. Not so. I mean, like I said, we're not going to cover the NBA. We can't. We can't do it.
We just spent almost 19 minutes on it.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Now look at us. That is some.
Do we want to go down NFL stuff? Not really a lot. It's just injuries.
I'm just going to talk real quick.
Yeah.
The Brewers.
Is that possible?
I can talk slowly, quickly.
Efficiently.
That's a great, great word there. That's what you're here for, really. Just banging stuff on tables. Yeah. That's what I like about you.
Okay, go ahead.
The Brewers last night.
Oh, Brewers.
Won 22-0.
Over the Mariners?
Against the Seattle Mariners.
I don't even know. Is Mariners a decent team?
They, last year, were in the playoffs. Last year, I believe they were like within a game or a few innings of making it to the World Series. They were very, very good last year. They're mediocre this year.
Oh. So don't take too much. I mean, still 22 runs.
I mean, it's a big deal. If you
and
remember,
shutting them out.
At the beginning of the year last year, which is a lot to ask, at the beginning of Brewers baseball season, do you remember?
No.
They lost 23-0 against the Yankees because the Yankees had those torpedo bats.
Oh.
It was a big deal. Anytime that you can score 20 runs, you're doing something great. Anytime you can shut a team out, harder and harder in today's Major League Baseball to do that. The Brewers, on top of having one of the best years in recent memory almost as good as last year's, which was the best in recent memory. 22-0 is the largest shutout in modern baseball history. Modern baseball history now goes back over 100 years. They've been playing modern baseball since, basically, modern baseball is when they put the pitcher's mound. Before, pitchers used to pitch off flat ground, dead ball. It wasn't really the same type of game.
Sure.
So now you're kind of comparing apples to apples, 1923 to now.
Sure.
It's the largest shutout in modern baseball history.
Yeah.
Brewers had 4 home runs yesterday. I know. It's if you look at that box score, it's a fun box score. They scored 9 runs in the 9th inning against Seattle's second baseman, I believe, was pitching at that point.
They still are the number one in all of baseball.
They have the most wins.
2-game lead.
They have the most wins in baseball. They're winning their division by 6 games, I believe. The Brewers have, according to nearly all the metrics and the statistical analysis of the Brewers, have somewhere between a 15 and 20% chance to win the World Series this year. That is the highest percentage of any team in Major League Baseball. It's the latest at this point that the Brewers have been this good this late in the year ever.
So what's funny, I just brought this up, is payroll.
It's nice to see that.
So the Brewers' payroll right now, $125.5 million, ranking in the bottom half, lower tier.
Yeah.
The LA Dodgers, somewhere between $338 million, $350 million.
The Brewers.
And it's the highest right now.
The Dodgers' payroll, the tax that they are paying, the luxury tax, which is a dollar-for-dollar tax on anything over a certain amount that you are spending, their payroll tax is higher than the Brewers' payroll, which is remarkable. They're paying more in taxes than the Brewers have tied up in player salaries. No,
the number one is Mets.
The Mets, yeah, David Stearns. There's David Stearns, former GM of the Brewers. I mean, incredible job building the infrastructure that Matt Arnold, the current GM, has been afforded. David Stearns is on the hot seat. He's had 2 real bad years with the Mets, and they haven't gotten any better. They traded for Freddie Peralta.
They fired the manager too.
And then they traded Freddie Peralta. They've fired their manager. No, the Brewers, when you look at that comparison to middle of the road payroll and the best winning percentage, it's remarkable.
Right.
It's why
they're ranked
Pat
19th.
Murphy, it's why Pat Murphy, their manager, the Brewers as an organization had no problem moving on from Craig Counsell as much as I had a problem moving on from Craig Counsell. The Brewers organization knew they had the infrastructure in place. They have the right manager pushing the right buttons.
Of course, the Cubs are doing really good.
The Cubs are going to make the playoffs.
I mean, they're 5 games behind the Brewers, but...
Correct. They're ranked. We put them to bed last year in the playoffs, so I have no fear of... Honestly, as the Brewers go, they're 100% to make the playoffs. The only team that I fear that the Brewers will play is the Dodgers. There isn't another team in the National League. I mean, the Cubs are the Cubs, but I don't think that they can beat
the
Brewers.
They're second in the National League right now.
The Cubs?
Yeah.
Okay. And the NL Central.
Oh, yeah, Central.
Yes, they're second in the NL Central. I don't fear them. I've seen their manager.
Is it like the Chicago Bears?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, I used to, until last year, until the Brewers overcame the mountain of Craig Counsell, the shadow of not being able to beat, to win a playoff series, they did it last year against the Cubs.
Right.
That, to me, I said it last year, that was my World Series.
Right.
I did not think they could beat the Dodgers, and they certainly didn't.
They can this year, I think, right now as it stands.
I mean,
they beat them when they played them last.
They did. I was just going to say, they're on a West Coast swing right now where they played 17 games in 17 days, which is a lot of baseball.
Right.
That's a lot of travel days. That's a lot of night games, today games with odd travel in there. And they went 10-7 in those 17 games. That's more games.
And also, it doesn't hurt that the Dodgers were on kind of a losing slump there for a while.
That's baseball. That's how she rolls. And in a baseball playoff series, because there's about 40-ish games left in the Major League Baseball season. So you got about 7-8 turns of the rotation
Sure.
left in your You know,
and so, now the time is starting to come down to, all right, who do we keep healthy and play out and, you know, and rest a little bit?
Do you want to move to a 6-man rotation so your starters aren't pitching every fifth day, right, or do you need to get some guys ready? September call-ups where you can call up, it's like half dozen or so minor leaguers. Are you looking at some of that depth there to give your guys some rest going in? But there's only one player on their team currently who is really struggling, and that's Christian Yelich.
Oh.
Christian Yelich is now batting, I don't even think he's hitting 250. I think he's dipped into like this 225 range where he has about one good game a week.
Just play him once a week.
Is not, you've got to find the right game for him, which is not enough. In the playoffs, you need to expect your playoff veterans ready for the season.
Sure.
You need your ace, your guy, your best guys. It's where a guy like Brandon Woodruff being gone for the year will have an impact at some point in the next.
Is he going to come back?
No, he's out done. For the year. He's at this point, we can refer to him as former Brewer, I have a feeling, or new pitching coach or something, Brandon Woodruff. No, this is where you start lining up, you start saying the names. Okay, we got Jacob Mizorowski. We got Harrison. Kyle Harrison is pitching incredibly well for a number two. Logan Henderson, since they didn't trade him in the Tarik Skubal trade, looks like a legitimate number three. I don't know who their fourth starter is. That will be a problem in the playoffs.
Sure.
You don't need five starters, but you need four legitimate.
Well, it also gives you rest in your first guy. And,
yep. And also in the playoffs, you don't have as many back-to-back games. So there's days off in there where you don't need all your starting pitchers. The Brewers have good depth with their major league roster. That depth doesn't really play in the postseason as much because you're not resting guys in the postseason. You need your best nine hitters for 20 games.
Sure.
You need them all.
Okay.
So, you know, there's nothing that's happened other than, you know, the young guys are starting to look like young guys. Cooper Pratt was hurt. Luis Lara's hitting, other than yesterday's 22-0 game, he had four hits.
Sure.
He's hitting around 225.
1 minute left.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Man, we didn't even get to talk about fun things like practice fights in the NFL. We got to see Scott Steiner's kids suplex a guy for the Saints during the Saints Cowboys practice.
That was a serious brawl.
That was a serious brouhaha. Yeah, dude. There was some guys in full pads hitting each other like it hurt.
It seems like the Saints, everybody's just...
It's, you know, ever since the Greg Williams days, people have been trying to fight the guys on the Saints have gotten a reputation, and probably we didn't get to talk about the practice squad in the NFL. We were going to talk about how they make $13,000 a week.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about any NFL signings. We didn't talk about.
We can save it for next week.
We didn't talk about pro wrestling. We did, however, talk about how everybody should have a really, really good weekend. There's not much. I don't know. The music in the park's about wrapped up. All the kind of fun events. I don't know, man. It's a beautiful time. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Come back again soon. Bye.